April 30th, 2022, you're listening to The Other Half here on the BroPod Network. What's going on, Jamie?
Not much. I was just wondering what that pregnant pause was.
Well, you're not pregnant anymore, so
nope.
I don't know why there would be a pregnant pause. Yeah, I don't know. I never remember how it is that you want the show to open. I feel like you have this vision of this boombastic opening to the show.
I don't think I have a boombastic opening that I'd like to have.
Yeah.
No, it's just the reality is we haven't done this consistently, so we haven't really found our thing.
We have no idea how to do this.
But we'll get there. We know how to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, April 30th, as I mentioned, tomorrow, May 1st.
It's an exciting day.
Baby Isla will be 3 months old.
3 months.
If you're listening to this as it's released tonight on the 30th, look for some pictures on Facebook tomorrow of Isla laying on a blanket with a little... Is that a wreath of thorns? What is that wreath?
No. It's a flower.
Oh, it's a flower.
It's like a ring of flowers circle the month.
Yeah, encircling the month,
yes.
The number three, to indicate she is 3 months old. What do you think, as her mother, has been the biggest change between months two and three? Let's discuss.
I would have to say...
You don't have to say anything.
The level of interaction.
With Stella or with...
No, just...
Her environment?
Just her environment in general. I feel like she's kind of really starting to show a personality, you know?
Right.
She's really... babbling a lot, doing lots of sounds, discovering what her voice can do. And just the other day, learned a new trick, learned how to like click her tongue.
Right.
And she was enjoying that for quite a while. She's like blowing bubbles, spit bubbles now, holding her head up really well. What else?
And the tongue clicking, that was before or after she learned to ride a unicycle?
Okay. Anyway,
I don't remember. Was it? I think it was after.
Okay.
First unicycle, then tongue clicking.
Right.
Which I think is a reasonable order of events.
Listen, I know these are tiny things, but it's, you know, it's all part of just seeing her develop and learn new things. And she's really been having fun, like looking at her hands a lot and putting her hands in her mouth a lot. So she's really, and like grabbing things now.
Coincidentally, things I enjoy doing, looking at my hands and grabbing things.
Right, yeah. I look over at you a lot and you're just like staring at your fingers.
I mean, why wouldn't I? What am I supposed to be doing?
Right.
We went out to lunch today. Was that the first time we've gone out to eat with her? I think it was.
Well, I have taken her before.
Did you take her? Here. Oh, with your coworkers.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that may have been...
For us, which was my original question.
I know. I was just saying, I think we may have talked about that on the last episode, but maybe not. I might have just made that up. But yes, that was the first time we had taken her to a meal out anywhere.
It went well. She was awake the whole time.
Yeah, she was just chilling.
Didn't cause a ruckus.
Also, yesterday, she went with me to get my nails done because...
Oh, yeah.
Because you had a doctor's appointment at the same time. Yeah,
well, so... a little earlier, but early enough. Or close enough. That it,
same deal, though. She just sat there and looked around.
And for the record, yes, for those wondering, she is staying in the car seat. We're not, like, bringing her in and laying her on the floor.
I don't know why anyone would think that.
I just want to clarify. I'm sure there are men out there listening, picturing that, going, what are they doing with her? Like, just putting her on the table?
Yeah, just laying her wherever.
It's an option. I considered it because that car seat is heavy. But, yeah, we're bringing her in the car seat. And then you can kind of, you have the ability to kind of rock the car seat. I think you mentioned that while you were at the nail appointment, you even rocked her
with
your foot.
Yeah, because at the very end, she was getting a little bit like, okay, can we be done? I'm bored.
Right.
And she was getting a little fussy. So,
yeah
just sort of used my foot to rock her.
worked. Effective method. Yeah. Yes. Very effective. So along those same lines, not tomorrow, which is May 1st, but May 8th, is Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling? Stella just ripped one. How are you feeling? Stella's directly underneath me, listening to the pod as we record it. How are you feeling going into your first Mother's Day as a mother?
I don't know. I mean, I guess excited about it. I mean, sure. I've thought about it. I think it's pretty cool that I get to experience that as a mother this time, which I think I told you yesterday, sounds really weird to me still to say that I'm someone's mother. It just sounds
You were saying you were filling out a form.
Yeah.
And it asked the relationship between you and the patient.
Correct. And
you put mother.
I had to put mother, and obviously that's true, and it just still sounds like an odd thing to call myself.
You had to double check. Is this right?
Am I the mother of this? But yeah, no, thing? I mean, it's, I don't know. That's exciting. So, I don't know. I'm happy.
Okay. Happy qualifies. That's fair.
Yeah.
What expectation do you have in terms of celebration, gifts?
I don't think I can have this specific expectation.
Okay.
Other than I would like to be recognized in some way other than just happy Mother's Day.
So maybe here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
At some point in the next few weeks or so, I have a lot of yard work ahead of me. So I was thinking maybe I write the word mom and gasoline in the front yard and set it ablaze. How about that? Mm, is that good recognition?
Probably not. No.
No?
Also, just a bad idea to start, unregulated fires.
Yeah, the legalities of that I'm unclear of, but I'm going to look into it. Uh-huh. And make sure that I can do that in this neighborhood.
Yeah, probably just town. Don't.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah.
That is a shame.
Glad you're talking about this now, though.
I just, I want to spitball.
Getting all the bad ideas out.
Offended. I just wanted to spitball and see what your thoughts were on that specific idea. And then maybe see if you had any other. I already asked it, if you had any expectations. Here's what I am hoping will happen.
I mean, again, just I don't want just a happy Mother's Day and then that's it.
That's recognition, though, no?
Technically, but I think you know that I would hope for something more than that. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you I want this and that and this other thing. I'm not going to tell you what I want. That's
right.
Silly. That's not the point.
Agreed. All right, we'll see. I'll put something together. Maybe scramble an egg or something.
Throw it on that plate, would be interesting.
Bring it up to you. Yeah, I have no idea how to do that. I mean, I think I have something. Don't you just put it in the pan and then do you add anything to it? Salt and pepper?
After it's cooked, I do.
Not while it's cooking?
No.
You put grease in the pan?
I spray some.
Cooking spray?
Yeah. Okay. How to scramble eggs.
You'd think everyone knows that. I don't. Do you? Wait, and you put it in a bowl and use a fork and kind of scramble the yolk.
Right.
And with the white part first, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll figure it out. I got 8 days. So I can figure it out.
Okay.
Switching topics a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're talking about Earl and eggs and
that's
pans,
oil for the rest of you.
Yeah, Earl. We talked.
If you're from the South.
No, it's Earl.
Earl.
We talked on this show, I believe the last time we did the show, which was 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago.
I don't know.
About how we were using the home delivery food service.
Oh, did we talk about that?
I think we did.
I don't remember.
I should probably
remember. I can't speak either.
Right, I'll look that up as we're talking. But question is, or not the question, the point is we now have moved on.
Mm.
By the way, it's April 2nd, so it's just a month ago that we did this show last. We have moved on to Every Plate, which after a tiny bit of research, I discovered is under the same HelloFresh umbrella. Because when we started getting Every Plate, I was like, this looks strikingly familiar. The way it's packaged, the way the sheets, the instructions on how to do the stuff, make the stuff.
Do the stuff.
But As I'm talking, I'm looking, and we did not talk about HelloFresh.
I didn't think so.
Let's briefly talk about that. So the week before Isla was born, we had our first delivery. I surprised you.
You did, yeah.
With saying, I've signed up for HelloFresh. I had it was like an eight-week mm-hmm. commitment or whatever. It turned out to be 10 weeks, so we held on to it. Relevant story. But and it was a new venture for us for two main reasons. First of all, because typically I do not cook unless I'm heating a pizza or I can cook spaghetti adequately as well, preferably without meat. That makes it a little easier. But otherwise, I've throughout the course of our relationship, I've not done really much of the cooking at all. So that was a big change of pace because you obviously were occupied with keeping a human alive. Not that I can't do that, but I was like, I'll do the cooking. You just tend to, to the babe.
And also,
yes,
especially for the first week or so,
yeah,
I was not
you were in pain.
Really in yeah. sort of physical shape to be standing in the kitchen cooking.
Standing over an oven or a range for 45 minutes.
No.
Which is, on average, how long these things take. So I kind of did my research. HelloFresh was definitely a little pricey, but it wasn't the priciest, and it wasn't the cheapest, and it seemed reasonable enough. And so for the next 10 weeks and beyond, I have done the cooking. This is obviously just dinner, the final meal I'm talking about, but I've done the cooking, and I've quite enjoyed it. There were some struggles at the beginning. There's a lot of chopping of vegetables and things of that sort that I'm just not accustomed to. I've gotten better at. Still not great at it, but I've gotten better at it. There's a lot of onions in many of these recipes, which I have almost literally an allergic reaction to onions. They do like make me, you know, the cliche where they make you cry or whatever. They do get to my eyes pretty bad, but I've gotten good at that too. And I think one of the things, and I'll ask you in a second, but I think one of the things that going through the HelloFresh experience, we got four meals a week, by the way. So it's not like every dinner, but one of the things that it's done for me is it's opened my taste buds, not my eyes necessarily, to including certain types of food in my food that I historically would not have liked, would not have done by choice. Onions being one of them. There's a lot of garlic in a lot of these recipes. And it's, I'd say 90 to 95-plus percent of the time, it's been a good result. Like, I've enjoyed it. Very flavorful recipes. Lots of Earl. Lots of salt and pepper.
Butter.
Lots of butter. Spoiler alert, those things are what add a lot of flavor to a lot of the meals and a lot of the foods.
But I could have told you that.
But I do it with the right amount. And then, of course, they have, you know, many of the recipes have, like, secret salt, like chicken stock concentrate or...
It's not really a secret. That's just...
I know it's not a secret, but just things that, again, a lot of people might not necessarily add if they're just cooking...
Sure.
Whatever. But it's a lot of, like, you'll make a pork chop, and then you also make...
Make a sauce.
A sauce or a glaze to put on top of it. And that's where the power-packed flavor comes from. Which, again, I knew that. It's not that I didn't realize that, but... Just making it happen for myself and for yourself has been a rewarding and at times even enjoyable and fun experience. So what are your thoughts on HelloFresh and or EveryPlate now that we've moved on to the lower cost brand?
I've really enjoyed it. I like you said, the meals are really flavorful. This sounds like an ad. I just realized
this time brought to you by HelloFresh. Yes,
okay. Hashtag ad. Use the code...
The other half.
Use the code the other half 20 to get no.
No, seriously, try it. The other half 20 for 20% off. See
seriously
what
though,
good luck.
It's really been good. I think really all of the meals have been very good.
Yeah, even the bad ones were good.
Yeah, at least good, if not great.
Correct.
So anyway, also have very much enjoyed having you in the kitchen. For a change, that's been a nice, very nice change of pace.
At first, I thought it was weird when you were like, take your clothes off and put this apron on.
But
I, you know, it's you get comfortable in your own skin, even around knives and heat. But yeah,
go ahead. But seriously, it was very nice. It was obviously a much needed, I guess, relief
life decision yeah.
to have you do that part of things while I was, like we said, healing and then just getting a feel for taking care of a tiny baby. And even now it's kind of continued, which is also very nice. But yeah, I don't know. I've really enjoyed it. And it's fun, like getting to try different things, because we kind of got into this rut because we didn't, every week it was kind of like this, okay, what are we going to have? I don't know. I don't want to think about it. And we would just have the same standard meals from week to week sometimes. We just kind of had a rotation that we would go through just because the thought, I didn't want to put the thought into it most of the time. So this is definitely given us a lot more variety, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that it's like opened up my palate as it has for you, but I'm very glad for that, actually, because I felt like before we had, that was part of the problem in choosing meals, was like your limited palate, maybe.
Okay.
Well, just because, you know, like I felt like there was only a couple of different vegetables I could put with a meal, you know?
That's not true at
that
all.
Sort of thing. Well, that's what it felt like. But now I feel like you're more willing to try, you know, different vegetables, or I don't know.
Yeah, false. So. I don't think this opened me up to any vegetables other than the onion that I mentioned. But
Brussels sprouts?
I've had Brussels sprouts before. We had them.
Yeah, but you didn't. You always told me you didn't want to have them, and you ate them.
They smell like toots.
Okay, but they're tasty.
And then they make your own toots smell.
No, they don't. That's, you're thinking of asparagus and pea.
And no, I know that too. But, yeah, that's another thing that was honestly one of the other reasons that I got it, other than just the ease of having someone else decide what we're going to have Monday through Thursday of the week, is that now we have, because they come with these almost like
recipe cards.
Yeah, cardboard, like
cardstock
thickness, cardstock thickness sheets. We now have 40, almost 50.
A lot.
With the every plate. Every plate ones are a little smaller, but it's the exact same thing, same principle. We now have 50 different sheets of recipe ideas. And so there was a 2-week period, I want to say, maybe three, but I think 2 weeks between ending HelloFresh and moving to every plate, where we, on Sunday or whenever it was, went through those recipe mm-hmm. cards and just picked a few of them. And I went to the store and bought the ingredients. And that was definitely a new experience. I mean, again, in the past, I'd be like, I know where the spaghetti noodles are. I know where the spaghetti sauce is.
What does that sound?
Oh, I heard this wrinkling or whatever.
Wrinkling?
Crinkling sound. But I would know where like the stock, the staple items are in the grocery store, and I just go buy them. And that was all there was to it. But now it's like I'm looking for certain spices, and I mentioned the chicken stock concentrate. I had to find kind of an alternative for that. But so the time or two that I went shopping for the ingredients in the HelloFresh recipes was a bit of an experience, but it was successful. I found everything I needed.
And those turned out really well.
And those meals were, yeah, just as good. I mean, they're, you know, again, it wasn't exactly the same because everything wasn't pre-portioned out, pre-packaged, but it was close enough. The flavor was there. The food was there.
The food was there.
And I think also for at least one or two of them, you know, because we wanted to have it a couple nights as opposed to just the one meal, I had to buy double. And so, you know, you're doing some estimating in some cases. But anyway, but yeah, it's been a really positive experience. We now will have those cards forever if we want them. So we can always add some variety if and when we stop any service of this kind and just go back to preparing meals for ourselves. We'll at least have, it really is like an idea, or we could turn it into like an idea book. That's what I envision at some point, is putting them in like plastic sleeves so that they don't, because, you know, when you keep using them, they get water on them, they'll get a little damaged. But yeah, it's overall been a pretty good experience. We will, next time we do this, whenever that is, hopefully we'll be able to give an every plate review. I think we've just had that for 1 week.
Yeah, this was the first time.
Yeah, this past week was the first week. And again, it was fine. The way it's delivered is a little different, but it's very similar. And in retrospect, I don't know why it's. I think the selection, the options are a little fewer. There's less of them. So I think that's maybe one drawback. But other than that, it's like it's exactly the same. Fresh food. The meat is packaged exactly the same. And like I said, the cards are just a little smaller, but who cares? And it's. I think ultimately it'll be about half the price, which this will surprise no one that knows me. I have a spreadsheet tracking what I spend going back to October of 21, well before we were on HelloFresh, what I spent on groceries, and then continuing that through to current day and what I spent on groceries plus what I'm spending on this thing. And look, if it's a little higher, that's a premium I'm willing to pay. But for a while there, I think it was March. I'm not going to say the number, but I think I spent almost double on groceries what I had like the end of last year. So that's because that was the way the deal ran for HelloFresh was the first couple weeks were very low, like a big reduction in overall cost, and it just kind of stair-stepped its way up until those final 2 weeks. Like I said, it was 8-week plan. We went for 10. Weeks 9 and 10 were like $85 a piece, which in the grand scheme of things, if you're a family that always eats out, $85-$90 is cheaper than if you were eating four meals out a week, unless it was literally always McDonald's or something along those lines. Hashtag sponsor, hashtag ad. But it's pricey. But you pay for the convenience, you pay for everything we've talked about. The good tasting food. By the way, they're generally pretty healthy meals too.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty balanced. I wouldn't say they're like exceptionally healthy, but they're not. I mean, everything's fresh. You're making everything
hello
from scratch.
Fresh, yeah.
So and yeah, like I said, pretty balanced. Usually, you know, you've got your protein and veggies and carb, whatever. Yep. And one thing I was worried about in the very beginning before we really started getting these was, were the portion sizes going to be adequate?
Right. Yep.
But there, I have found they're usually pretty perfect, if not just a little more than we need.
Yes.
That hasn't happened a lot, but that has happened a few times.
Correct. And yeah, I noticed that in the first 2 weeks. I'm glad you brought that up. I'd forgotten about that. That was one of my biggest fears is, oh, well, it's, you know, they...
How do they know what serving I want to have?
They say that it's, you know, perfect for two people, but they don't know that even though I'm a skinny guy, I eat a whole bunch of food when I eat. Well, no, that wasn't a problem. I feel like the first week was like perfect. Like we both ate exactly our portion that was served.
Yep.
And yeah, like you said, if anything, I've never been left hungry.
No.
And if anything, there's a little bit left over for you to have, you know, lunch the next day or whatever. That's happened a handful of times, which is just an added benefit. It's one more meal that we don't have to account for. Particularly since you virtually never have anything to eat for lunch.
It's not that I don't have anything to eat. I always eat something. It's just...
No, you never have anything in the house to eat is what I'm saying.
No, I usually eat something in the house. That makes it sound like I go get lunch every day, which is not even close to true.
No, you don't do that at all.
No, I have a hard time thinking of lunch ideas for myself for some reason. Because I am not like you. I can't eat the same thing every day.
Yeah, I went about 15 years... And that's not exaggeration.
No, it's not.
Eating the exact same lunch every day.
PB&J, chips of some sort,
fruit.
A piece of fruit.
And cookies.
And four vanilla cream cookies.
Correct. The pandemic has changed that a little bit. And as much as I now have...
A turkey and cheese sandwich.
Meat and cheese sandwich, chips, fruit, and four vanilla cream cookies. Except when I started getting the Grandma's Cookies. Shout out Grandma's Cookies. Proud sponsor of tonight's pod. Because 11 come in a package, so I'll either eat 6 or 5, depending on what I feel like.
Well, they're smaller.
They are smaller than the standard sandwich cream. And the reason I had to do that, by the way, folks, shout out Safeway. Safeway stopped carrying their vanilla cream brand sandwich cookies, which is very upsetting. Maybe I was the only one buying them. Maybe that's why they stopped carrying them. But they had...
I feel like you and maybe two other people were buying those.
They had the vanilla ones. They had the lemon ones. And then they had... I call them the double-decker.
There's a duplex.
Duplex. That sounds like an apartment building or something.
But that's what they're called. They're chocolate on one side and
one chocolate, one vanilla. With vanilla cream in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, it is weird because those types of cookies have been around for decades.
Yeah.
But... it's also not weird to me because who is actually buying those besides you? I don't know.
It's very disappointing.
This is so boring for people. I'm positive.
People love hearing this. People love hearing about the kind of cookies that I eat with my lunch every day. Anyway, so yes, I'll put together nearing 20 years of eating basically the same lunch every day.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is I cannot do that. I mean, I could.
You don't like consistency in your life.
But I don't enjoy having the same thing every day for lunch. I like to mix it up. So, and also I just don't know what I'm going to feel like from day to day, you know?
Yeah. We'll just start eating the same thing every day. And it doesn't matter what you feel like.
I don't want to not look forward to my lunch. Anywho.
So yeah, we'll give you guys on the next pod. If we can continue with the thrilling discussion, we'll give you an every plate review.
And then,
although I suspect it'll be the same. Yeah.
While we're on a food
topic, sure.
Train.
Chew.
See how you can take that more than one way? Chew, you know? Like chew food? No?
Let's get to the point.
Okay. Wow. Rude.
My computer battery's dying. Yes.
You're the one who was waxing poetic over there about HelloFresh.
I do like to wax poetic, yes.
So, Crumble. Were we going to talk about Crumble at all?
Yes, that was on my mind as a topic.
Okay. How long have we been enjoying Crumble? It's been a while now.
When did we first get Crumble? A couple years ago.
Was it? No.
Yes.
For you, but not for me.
Oh, yeah. For me, it was 2018.
Yeah.
Crumble was ordered to work. We had a work event.
In the last year was when...
Shut that filthy mouth of yours. No. It was
promise.
More. It's been more than a year for sure.
No.
All right, fine. We'll call it a year and a half to 2 years. Mm-hmm. We'll call it a pandemic adjustment to our lifestyle. But go ahead, Crumble. Yes.
I was just bringing it up. So, I mean, I guess everyone maybe doesn't know what Crumble is.
Oh, you better.
It's a it's a cookie shop, right?
Yep.
Like, that's it.
A gourmet
cookies,
specialty
yeah.
cookie shop.
They are gigantic.
They also sell ice cream, by the way, but we've never had the ice cream because who cares? Cookies.
Right.
But go ahead.
Gigantic, and we keep saying this trigger word for Stell. I'm surprised she's just chill. She's under my desk.
Oh, yeah. She is fine.
So, anyway, so they have, what is it, an assortment of five every week?
Each week, yep.
Plus a standard.
Yes.
So it used to be a sugar, a milk chocolate chip, which
I could have
a discussion about that. I'm sorry. Milk chocolate does not belong in chocolate chip cookies. It should be semi-sweet chocolate. Milk chocolate is just, no, it doesn't work. Anyway, those are the two standards. And then they would rotate
four
specialty ones each week. And now they have, to Scott's great dismay, they have...
Indeed.
Eliminated the sugar cookie as one of the standards.
Why? Yeah.
And now they have five that they rotate, right?
With the milk chocolate chip.
And they kept the stupid milk chocolate chip. Listen, I love a good chocolate chip cookie, but...
As you should.
But not that.
# American.
So... I don't know. I don't know what we want to say about it other than it's delicious. But I think the most dangerous thing is that we now have one much, much closer to us.
Yeah.
Than it used to be.
Not only is it much closer, it's like 12 minutes away, whereas the other one was like 20 plus minutes away. But
and
it's right next to where I go and get my prescriptions.
Right.
It's also right next to the PetSmart that we go to get Stell's food and toys and her doctor is at that PetSmart at Banfield.
So we're in the area.
There's plenty of reason to go there And, of course, we can't always just go there to get the cookies, sure, which I've done
But
before.
It's like, while I'm here, I'm going to stop by Crumble.
And.
Yeah.
Although, as I discovered when I picked them up yesterday, it's very fast to go in an order. Like, I was in there less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They also do curbside pickup, as most places do. But so you can go in your pajamas.
Well, yeah, that's how we did it the first time, I'm pretty sure, at the other location.
Oh, I think you're right. I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But super convenient.
So, yeah.
Which is a problem.
We've been getting them probably weekly for the last couple of months.
I try to at least do every other week. I try to always take a week off.
I don't know if we've done that.
And so, like, I try to look at, like they, sad that I know this. They put out the week's menu Sunday at 6 p.m. And I like, because I bought some yesterday, I'm almost hopeful that I'll look tomorrow at 6 p.m. and be like, I don't really see four that I want, because we always get the four pack.
Okay, yeah, but you can wait until Saturday. I'm saying, because we have some now.
Correct.
Because you bought them yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
Today. That's correct.
And by the way, they're so big that we always just split.
Yeah, we just split one for dessert after a meal.
Yeah. And it's more than enough, usually.
It's a plenty.
I forgot what I was going to say. But, oh, you said you can wait till Saturday. Like, you don't have to get them, like, tomorrow or Monday.
No, I understand, but I'm saying I want to see it and be like, I'm not interested. So at least a full week will pass where we won't get them.
Oh, because you don't want to get them again.
I don't want to get them every week. I feel like I don't feel like it's a bad habit. It's not a healthy thing
to
eat.
Yeah, it's not good.
Constantly. Now, if we were a family, and we kind of are.
If we're kind of a family?
Let me finish. If we were a family that we always had dessert after every third meal of the day.
Oh, I see. Then, we 100% okay. Are.
You 100% are. I don't necessarily always.
Oh, that's wow. I have no.
You have no?
You are the one who got me into the habit of having something for dessert every time.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
All right. Well, I challenge you to break that habit. No dessert may. Once the crumble cookies are gone. No dessert may. How about that?
I don't think I did last night. Was it?
No, we did last night. We had the first
cookie. Okay, well, it was the night before then.
Okay. I don't think I did either because we didn't have anything. There were no crumbles.
So, still
crumble.
Counts.
I don't know that I did. I think I've had Skittles a couple nights this past week as my dessert.
That doesn't count.
Okay, well then there you go. So I'm dessert free.
I mean, it counts for you because you count it as a dessert, but nobody counts Skittles as a dessert.
Well, maybe they should.
Do we have anything to talk about that's not food related?
Nope.
We really don't.
No. So the point is, Crumble is now nationwide. They're growing at an incredible pace since the pandemic. They've opened, I read some article and I was telling you this, like 500 stores, or 180 stores. I think they're now up to 500
stores.
It's
a very different number.
Nationwide. And they're only like 4 or 5 years old as a company. But check them out. It's, again, they're a little pricey. I think it's a little over $15 for four cookies.
And that sounds stupid when you say four cookies.
Which does sound stupid, but they're huge.
They're huge.
Literally the serving on the nutritional information.
Well.
A serving is a quarter of a cookie.
I thought you said it was a sixth or something stupid.
Maybe it is a sixth. It's a fraction of one of their gigantic, delicious. We need to have one right now. Delicious cookies. So, just to give you an idea, and if you want a better idea of what they look like, you can look it up online. If you want a better idea to know what HelloFresh or every plate is like, you can look it up online.
I don't know why you're trying to sell these things so hard.
I don't know. I'm trying to get a sponsorship. It ain't free to make these podcasts, you know. Costs a little cheddar just to keep with the food theme. What do you mean, well?
Does
it's not
it?
Free. Yes, it does.
Okay.
I do it in a premium way. I could do it for free. But I'm not a slacker. I'm running a network here. You know what I'm saying? Bropod Network. Check it out. BropodNetwork.com. Quick midstream plug there. What other food-related topics do you want to talk about? We had Mod Pizza for lunch today.
We did.
Shout out to Mod Pizza.
We've been meaning to go for months. We still
since
hadn't
Isla
until
was
today.
Born. Yeah.
No, before she was born.
I know. Yeah, I think we last went in like November or December or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't know. It was.
And now it's.
It was a while ago.
Tomorrow it's going to be May. And this is the first time we've been.
Well, and it's not even far. It's not Like, it's hard to get to. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's 2-3 turns and you're there. And we just haven't gone. We've continued with our staples of other places that are
well, it's just, I don't know, getting out for some reason on the weekend. It's difficult for me sometimes.
Right.
The motivation, you know, to get ready and get out. But today I really wanted to. I've been really wanting to get out. I think maybe because it's so much nicer now.
I was about to say, for you, it's generally weather-driven.
It is.
I can care less.
But now that it's like, I mean, not that it's now sunny because it's sunny a lot, but I don't know. It's just
sunny
getting
and warm.
Getting warmer. And
sunny and warm today.
I just like being outside, and I just want to go out and feel like I'm part of society for a little while.
Let's get the people a weather forecast. What do you got for next week?
I have no idea.
It's actually going to rain a couple days.
Ugh.
As soon as I leave town, it's going to rain a couple
days.
So that'll be fun.
It doesn't matter. We're not going to be going out
outside. I know. I won't leave the house. Might not breathe a breath of fresh air.
That's not true.
Hopefully you will. Maybe go on a W.
Not if it's raining.
That's a W-A. Okay. No, on the days when it's not raining. Or when it's not raining, even on a day where it says it's going to rain. Welcome
to
Denver.
We will see.
Yeah, we shall see. But typically, not that I actually wanted to do a weather thing, typically, as we've talked about perhaps on this pod before, May is
unpredictable.
Very unpredictable.
Yeah.
It could be 90 degrees, literally, and sunny.
It could be 30 degrees.
It could be 30 and snowing. And it could be, you know, 4 or 5 days apart. You could have both of those occurrences.
Yep.
And the snow, if it does snow, that has not snowed for a number of weeks now, so I don't see that happening. But
well, now you've done it.
If it does snow again this year or this season, it will be very heavy and very wet.
Yeah, springtime snow is the worst.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's bad. Well, it was bad for me when I used to have to bike to work. It was bad to drive in. Just sloppy.
Okay, well, you didn't have to bike to work. You chose to.
That's how I got to work.
You chose to.
Okay, whatever. When I was biking to work, whether by choice or not choice, it was bad. It was slippery. It was wet. It was disgusting.
Yeah, that's...
I'd get to work and be drenched. It was no fun.
Was it my first winter here? Yeah. Well, it was maybe still technically winter, maybe springtime technically. I can't remember. It was in March. That's all I remember.
March 2015. Let's take a look back.
I had just gotten the car I have now. And this was before we lived in this house, obviously. So it sat outside in the snow.
Yep.
And I think, going to work. And I stopped. I had cleaned off my car except for the top because I didn't know any better.
Rookie mistake.
Yep. I learned. I learned that day. If you don't know, if there's snow on the top of your car that's, you know, heavy and slippery and you stop, it can slide down onto your windshield.
Can and will.
And then you can't get it off because it's so heavy and your wipers can't wipe it away. So you're just blinded.
So what did you do?
Thankfully I was like in the left hand lane of like 2 or 3 lanes. I can't remember. And I pulled into the median and scraped it off with my hands, which was horrible, but I was just frantic to get it off and get myself out of the road.
Right. Smart choice.
Yeah. So I quickly jumped out and scraped it all off with my hands as much as I could, you know, so that I could see. And then I think I went further and got into a parking lot and got it all taken care of. But
right.
Yeah, pro tip, don't leave snow on top of your car. Every time I see it now, just going down the road and I see people with it on top of their car, I'm like, oh my God, that's so dangerous.
It is bad. Speaking of panicky car events, yesterday there was a 3-car accident.
Oh my God. It was so crazy.
A block from our house, essentially. And as mentioned, I had a doctor's appointment. Mine was before your nail appointment, which is what you took Isla to. And so I came home first, and it literally happened 100 yards in front of me. Like I saw it happen. I was there. And it was... We don't have to go into the details about the whole sun thing, but it was around dusk.
It was only like what?
Well, it was 5:30. But
5:30,
when the sun is where the sun is around 5:30 on lower. This particular intersection, it can be difficult to see the stoplight. I believe that's perhaps one of the reasons this crash happened. But
maybe, but also, as you know, people run that light all run of the time.
That light and every light in this city.
But all the time. Especially that
one. But that one a lot. You're right. And so, yeah, the end result was an SUV kind of had some damage to the side. A smaller, I'm going to call it a Toyota Tercel because I don't remember what kind of car it was.
That is a very old car. You know that, right?
I know. But it was an old car. It did a full 360 spin and the entire front bumper came off. And then a pickup truck, who I believe was perhaps the biggest victim, I believe got hit in the side and then ran into the...
Head on
into the light pole.
Yeah, it was bad.
That holds the stoplight. And... as I described to you yesterday, it's one of those things where I didn't see the first impact. I heard it first, and then I really focused in on what I was looking at, and I saw the truck hit the light pole. I saw the light pole swinging. I literally thought it was going to fall over into the road, and then I saw the car, we're calling it a Tercel, spin, and then when I finally pulled up to the intersection, again, it was right at the intersection that we turned to get to essentially to our street. The bumper was still spinning in the road. It was dramatic. And you came home an hour later and the cars were still there.
Yeah. There were three police lights still there. Cars, I think.
And I went out running about an hour and a half after that. And the cars were still there. And there were still emergency vehicles with their lights flashing. It's now dark. I ran for about a half hour. By the time I finally got back in order to come home at the end of my run, I finally saw they had two tow trucks there taking, I guess the SUV had moved along, but the Tercel and the pickup truck, which slammed into the light pole, they were both there and getting picked up by the tow trucks. So surprising it took that long, but maybe that was a sign of how impactful, no pun intended, the accident was. But yeah, it was, and we went to Mod Pizza today, as we mentioned, some 18 hours, 19 hours later, and there's still flotsam and jetsam all over the ground, which I don't think they ever really fully clean it up. I don't know who's responsible for that. Unless there's like dangerous shards of glass, they probably... make sure they get that sort of stuff, but plenty of little chips of plastic and chips of glass.
Well, the streets get sweeped, don't they? Like, sweeped? Wow. Sweeped. Swept?
They do get sweeped.
I'm tired.
they do get sweeped, but that's on a schedule. I just edit that out.
Edit that out.
Nope. I don't know if if there's like a post-accident crew that comes.
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying they regularly sweep the streets.
Yes, they do. They are sweeped. At a pretty regular clip.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me?
We don't have enough time on the podcast. I have 32 minutes till my battery dies on my laptop. So anyway, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a major accident on, as you mentioned, an intersection that I'm not surprised.
I was going to say, we're always pretty cautious, overly cautious at that intersection, just because we have seen even taking walks around the neighborhood, we've seen people run that light so many times. Yeah. So light turns green, and I kind of do this anyway, but
I do it
especially
everywhere.
There.
The pause before you
I'm
go,
like,
of course.
Making sure no one's coming, because I also feel like from that direction in particular, people tend to miss it because
it's a long straight
road. Yeah, it's like a long straight road, and it's just, I don't know, if you're not paying attention, I guess you can just not realize there's a light there. I don't know.
But it's, I mean, to be clear, it's very pedestrian heavy. I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say I run through or by that intersection 350 times a year, like pretty much every day, no matter which direction I leave our house from, I go through that intersection. And there's a school right there. And it's all residential. It's not like it's industrial or commercial.
No.
It's a very residential area. People speed, as you mentioned, on that road constantly. And it's a dangerous spot for sure.
Yeah.
So, God bless to the people involved. Hope they're well. We'll never know. They'll never know. What if they? What if someone who was involved in that accident listened to this podcast?
I mean,
that would be incredible.
It would be incredible.
Let me rephrase. What if someone listened to this podcast? That would be incredible. No, I'm just kidding. People listen.
Do they?
Shout out Jeff. People listen.
Besides him.
Who cares? We got one. We got one. We build from there. That's how you build an empire. You start with one. And then you just reel them in. That's me reeling them in.
Mm.
I can do more Foley work if that's something you guys are interested in.
I don't think. Okay. Wow. Are we okay? Are we okay? That's the question.
You said you were tired. So am I. Even though we actually got a nap in today.
Yeah. For the first time.
Still tired.
For me anyway. For the first time in a long time.
Shade thrown.
No, I'm just saying. You have taken naps. I haven't.
I have taken naps.
It's just reality. And then there was a couple of nights ago and I got maybe like 4 hours of sleep total.
Why was it? Oh, because you were up super late.
I was up super late.
Pumping it up.
And
somebody got up early.
Then somebody.
Not anyone in this room.
Nope.
But someone in this house.
Someone who's currently sleeping.
We'll let you guys figure it out. Yeah, which is why we're potting. And with that, we've come full circle.
Speaking of full circle, I was going to ask you something you asked me in the very beginning, because you asked me what I thought was some of the biggest differences.
I did ask you that.
In her since, you know,
2 months versus 3 months. Yeah.
What do you think are the biggest differences?
I can't see anything.
No.
She's a little fatter.
That's not.
She's put on.
I mean, she's bigger altogether. Yes.
Handful of ounces.
That's visible in her clothing. Because she's really finally cool. Starting to fit into some of it.
Some of her newborn things.
No, her 0 to 3 months, though, when she's three months old.
Okay. But no, that's primarily the difference that I've noticed.
So you haven't noticed the stuff I'm talking about at all? Like the personality stuff? And
not really, no.
Wow. Okay. Sorry I asked.
No.
I'm disappointed. I really thought you would say that you've noticed that, you know, she's kind of starting to take more notice of her environment.
I mean, I've noticed that on a few occasions she's actually looked at me in the face.
You exaggerate.
Whereas
so
for the first
much.
2 to 2.5 months of life, she didn't know that I existed. She looked
it's
past
not
me.
Not true.
As if I were a phantom in her life.
It's not true.
But now she's realizing that I am her father, the provider, a father figure,
and the
a stable
resident
male figure
beatboxer, because that's how you calmed her down earlier today.
It worked like a charm.
It really did work. It worked very well. You don't need to give an example. Okay. Are you done? Can you be done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's helped her look at me, I think, is my beatboxing skills.
Because she's starting to take more notice of, you know, sights and sounds.
Right.
And where they're coming from.
Sights and sounds, a.k.a. beatboxing.
Mm-hmm. So that's it, just her size.
That's the most noticeable thing, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Is that the wrong answer? Am I missing something that I should?
Well, like I said, I just thought
you've noticed
would have,
other things. Sure.
I thought you would have noticed some of the things that I mentioned.
Yeah, no, not really.
That she's, I mean, making a lot more noise and, like, not crying, but other sounds. Like exactly, that. Yeah. Her sneezes are still happening. Her
sneezes followed by a phantom sneeze. Usually.
Yeah, her funny.
Achoo! Achoo!
It's That's usually more violent than that. Right. It's usually like a.
I know. I was just.
Except it's cuter than when we do it. But yeah.
Agree to disagree. all right. Anything else we want to cover? I just want to wrap it up because I'm afraid my computer is going to die.
Yeah, no, I can't think of anything in particular.
Yeah. Thanks to tonight's proud sponsors, HelloFresh, for all your meal prep needs. Crumble, for all your cookie needs. Go check them out. And I feel like there was something else we talked about at the very beginning. Now I forgot what it was. Doesn't matter. Okay. So, yeah. So that'll about do it. We thank you for listening. Check us out on thebropodnetwork.com, Instagram and Twitter, the_bro_pod. And we have a Facebook page, Bro Pod with Scott and Todd. And this has been the other half, the premium show here on the Bro Pod Network, which we try to do with some regularity. We typically fail, but I think once a month is a good goal to shoot for now, and then maybe we can increase it from there.
Yeah, right now it's sort of whenever we can get a moment.
Whenever we have a moment where she is sleeping and we have things to say.
Right.
And we need to put a pod up because it's Saturday.
Oh, okay, true.
That's generally the driver. But we can do it even when there's a flagship Bro Pod episode ready to go as well.
So and we have.
And we have before. That's true. So anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back with you at some point in the future. Not sure when, but stay tuned.
Look for the updated. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, hopefully soon. Look for the updated episode hitting the Facebook and the Spotify and
the Facebook,
Apple Tunes and the Google places and the all the things. I'm trying to think of the word. I was trying to make fun of you
social?
Again, but I couldn't.
What?
The socials.
All the socials? You're trying to make fun of me?
What was the word that you said
wrong? Well, I'm not going to tell you if you're going to use it against me.
Stopped? Sweeped.
Wow, stopped. Uh-huh.
So we hope that you were sweeped up
okay.
In the conversation today. And
as if you never make mistakes when you're talking.
I never have.
No, never.
Hours and hours and hours of doing a podcast.
Okay.
I'm sure I've made no mistakes ever. In any event, we thank you for listening. And until next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.